Welcome to Outbeat Collage, Out in the Arts. I'm Gary Carnevale. Tonight I'm joined by Greg Miraglia and Michaela Kennan. Tonight's guests are members of the Redwood Rainbows, a square dancing group based in Sebastopol. We'll be chatting with Catherine Jurek, Annette Pearson, and Fred Lair. First, here's Greg with Outbeat Radio News and Calendar.
Good evening. This is Greg Miraglia with your Outbeat Radio News for Sunday, February 20th, 2011. Marine Commandant General James Amos, who vocally opposed repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell, now says he doesn't anticipate losing any troops due to the new policy allowing gay and lesbian personnel to serve openly. When asked this last Friday about the mass exodus that Senator John McCain warned his colleagues would happen if Don't Ask, Don't Tell was repealed, Amos told reporters, "I haven't seen any indication yet at all, none at all." He added that when he addressed some 12,000 Marines about the appeal, they were compliant and willing to adopt the new law. Amos added, "I want to be clear to all Marines. We will step up smartly and faithfully to implement the new law." An anonymous pro-WikiLeaks group is threatening to eradicate the Westboro Baptist Church's inflammatory websites if its violently anti-gay members do not stop protests in 2011. CBS News reported that a group dubbed simply as Anonymous and known for hacking into private security firms' computer websites earlier this month wrote in an open letter to the Westboro Baptist community, "We will target your public websites and the propaganda and detestable doctrine that you promote, and it will be eradicated. The damage incurred will be irreversible, and neither you or your institution nor its congregation will ever be able to fully recover." And here locally, more than 30 representatives of LGBT organizations, groups, and businesses gathered last week for what organizers of the event expect to be the first meeting of a new group that will unify the North Bay's LGBT community. Nancy Vogel and Jim Foster, both of Positive Images, Sonoma County's Center for Queer Youth and Young Adults, hosted the first meeting of the Queer Congress. Nancy Vogel said, "As our Sonoma County LGBT community grows, it's past the time to get together and discuss the state of our state. We invited representatives of every group and organization serving our community to begin a new conversation about how we can work together and support each other." Participants enjoyed beverages and snacks and an opportunity to both meet new folks as well as to reconnect with people for whom they've worked with for years. The gathering was a clear indication that the local LGBT community is both well-established and continuing to grow. Everyone crowded into the Positive Images Center's second-floor meeting room, introduced him or herself, and talked about the group they represent. Nancy Vogel facilitated the meeting and took notes, and she mentioned that a similar meeting had been the inspiration for the Queer Congress. She was alluding to a meeting that occurred 7 years ago to mend the strife that ensued after two Sonoma County Pride events happened the same weekend, one in Guerneville and one in Santa Rosa. Some of the most well-known organizations were represented here, including Face to Face, the Billy Club, GaySonoma.com, which since 1997 has served as the voice of the LGBT community here in the North Bay, Positive Images, and the Russian River Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, who this year has taken over the leadership of the Sonoma County Pride. Weenie Mean It Productions was there, and producer Ellen Marimont Silver said, "When so many different groups from our community come together, it's exciting and inspiring. The meeting was a great reminder that we have lots of work and fun to share with one another, and it seemed like everyone there was looking to just do that." The local transgender community was well represented by Jackie Nugent, who heads trans groups, Rachel Sutter, who runs TGNB, Transgender North Bay, and Dr. Suji, who last year founded Trans Sonoma Transgender Wellness Project, and whose Santa Rosa Clinic provides health services for more than 150 transgender folks. Nearly every participant stated that they were interested in meeting again and exploring the possibilities of such a group. If you represent a group and would like to participate in the next meeting of the Queer Congress, contact Nancy Vogel at Positive Images, and you can find their contact information at posimages.org. And here's your community calendar for the coming week. On Tuesday, February 22nd at 6:30 p.m., Transgender North Bay meets at the Positive Images Center, 312 Chin Street in Santa Rosa. And also on Tuesday, February 22nd at 1:30 p.m., the Santa Rosa Senior Group meets at the Glacier Center in Santa Rosa. On Thursday evening, February 24th at 7 p.m., Positive Images will host their weekly youth support group at the Santa Rosa High School on Mendocino Avenue. And also on Thursday night at 6:30 p.m., the men's peer-to-peer HIV group meets at Face to Face, 873 2nd Street in Santa Rosa. And finally, on Friday the 25th at 7:30 p.m., PFLAG Santa Rosa Support Group meets at 312 Chin Street. That's the Positive Images Center here in Santa Rosa. And if you have an event you'd like to share with our listeners, be sure to tell us about it by going to our own website at outbeatradio.com. Just click on Outbeat News. For Gary Carnevale, I'm Greg Moralia. Now back to Outbeat Collage, right here on KRCB Radio.
And welcome, folks. This is KRCB Radio Pledge Time Week. And we've got six different levels that we'd like to invite you to participate in. Our basic level, $40 a month, includes a $5 gift card from Flying Goat Coffee. And, of course, gourmet brownies to die for from the Killer Brownie Company. If you can go for $60 a year or just $5 a month, you have your choice of one CD, which includes CDs from a couple different categories: world, Americana roots, jazz, classical, some NPR selections. For $84 a year or just $7 a month, you get your very own KRCB t-shirt, men's or women's styles, and of course the basic package, which is that gift card from Flying Goat Coffee and those wonderful brownies to die for from the Killer Brownie Company. You also, for $120 a year or $10 a month only, you get a flash drive from This American Life, or a two CD package, plus, of course, those gift cards from Flying Goat and the brownies to die for. For $16 a month or $200 a once, we have the nonprofit support program produced by the PSA, plus the basic package. And tonight, exclusively for the Outbeat audience, we have a signed hardcover edition for, it's called American Heroes, coming out from behind the badge, exclusively by our friend Greg, and he will sign and personally make sure that you get a copy of that. For $30 a month or $365 all at once, that's just $1 a day, you get a flash drive of This American Life and a KRCTB t-shirt and your choice of a CD, plus, of course, that basic package from Flying Goat Coffee and Killer Brownies.
Great. Thanks for that, Michaela. And thank you all for joining us tonight. I'm Gary Carnevale. I'd like to welcome three of the Redwood Rainbows to Outbeat Collage. I'll let you each introduce yourselves. Tell us a bit about yourself, where you live, what you do besides square dancing, and how long you've been interested in square dancing.
Great. My name is Fred Lair. Live outside of Sebastopol, about 3 miles west. We, my husband and Michael and I, got involved in square dancing, I guess, about 4 years ago. I think when Catherine, to my right over here, who will speak next, started a club. And we got involved in the dancing, and we have become addicts. And so we went to the convention this year in Chicago, where about 1,000 gay folks got together, actually gay and straight, but mostly gay, got together and danced in the Chicago Hilton for a 4-day weekend. It's great fun, good exercise, and a lot of good friends. Catherine?
Hi, I'm Catherine Jurek, and I live in Windsor. I actually started square dancing. I took square dance lessons a long time ago when I was married at Monroe Hall in Santa Rosa, and then after we split up and I was single again a few years ago, I don't remember exactly how long ago that was, maybe 8 years, I started square dancing with the Saucy Squares in Sebastopol, and then they were looking for square dance clubs are having a little bit of a decline, and they were reaching out into the broader community to bring in more dancers. And at that time, I wasn't out. And then as I came out, we invited in gay and straight people, gay, straight, friendly, lesbians, everyone to come and dance, and really boosted the club membership. And I love dancing. It's just so much fun to be there with seven other people, making mistakes, laughing, getting back together, reforming, forgetting that you made mistakes, and just going forward. It's just such a great metaphor for living. So I really enjoy square dancing and how much fun it is. In my other life, I teach kindergarten.
Hi, I'm Annette Pearson, and I've been square dancing for around 4 years also, I think. Just about the same time as you giving you. I live up in Windsor, and when I'm not dancing, we've got a kid or three to raise, and I also work up in Healdsburg for a company that manufactures fabric paints and dyes. That's a fun thing to do. That's who I am.
Very good, very good. So, you know, just jump in whenever you'd like to answer a question. I know you've been studying up.
Yeah, we've got all our notes.
Little cheat sheets.
Annette, by the way, is our current president.
Oh. President of the board.
Madam President. Yeah. Madam. Me.
Homage to Madam.
And I am treasurer.
And thanks for wearing your name badge.
You like it? Can you see our
name badges?
Okay.
They're really good.
I
have all three of them.
They're really fancy.
This was a lot of work to get these name badges.
I bet.
To think about design, and that was a whole process.
Catherine's wearing
and we're
three.
Not done yet.
No. And by the way, they were designed by my husband, Michael.
Yes.
Nice. Yes. Who couldn't be here tonight because he's not feeling
good. Oh, he's got a stomach flu. Yeah. Right.
We miss him. So who are the Redwood Rainbows?
That's a good question. A lot of people, I mean, the core club or the name of the club is the Saucy Squares. And the reason for that is the Saucy Squares actually began back in the 60s. And it was, of course, at that time a straight club. And they got tired of getting kicked out of local high schools and churches. So they decided to build their own hall. So they got together around 1978 and built Wishman Hall. And they didn't have much in the way of money. So the city gave them the land. It's a long story, but the city wound up giving them the land or actually leased them the land for the hall. And they tore down an old, unused Girl Scout retreat center and used that for sort of the basic structure and then borrowed and begged and got materials from other people. It took about 3 years to build the hall. And that's where we dance today.
Right. So it's like Sebastopol's first green building.
Yeah, it's a recycled building.
It's really built out of recycled materials. Yes, it's very good.
Very much so. Not only did they use the old recycled Girl Scout Club, but they also went over to Santa Rosa when they took down the old airport and pulled a lot of the trusses for the building out of there. So it's a very cool, it's got a very cool history in that regard.
Yeah.
And it's a great place.
It's a great place. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Saucy Squares, the original group who built it, I mean, they started dancing in the 60s, so by 2005, they were getting on in age. And
yeah, they were losing a lot of members. Just before we opened up a class to and started advertising in the gay community, the club lost several members because they died. Mm-hmm. And so there was a big drop in membership and so there was a push. The caller was, you know, looking for how to get more people in the club, and I started helping with that, talking to all my friends, getting people to come and dance, and that's how we grew. I think we have about 100 members right now. We start classes twice a year, every 6 months. And we've had a lot of people come through and try square dancing.
And when Catherine started that, she called the newer group, the newer people who came along, the Redwood Rainbows. Because it was a gay outreach. It was certainly straight as well, but mostly a gay outreach. So we called the Redwood Rainbows. But really, it's the same club. The Redwood Rainbows and the Saucy Squares
are one and the same club.
We're incorporated under Saucy Squares Dance Club, Inc. Yeah, and we are a 501c3 nonprofit. And we have a lease with the city for the land, and we run the building now. So it's really...
Pay all the bills, run the building.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, we're fairly unique in the square dance community, gay, straight, doesn't matter, because we do own a building, which is very unusual.
Very unusual.
And it brings its good and it brings its bad. It's a lot more work. Mm-hmm. And we have to be aware of taking care of our people who do all the work. And we're so new. You know, our club's 4 years old, 5 years old maybe, at the out.
This incarnation of the club.
This incarnation
of the people who are running everything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So.
But we owe a huge debt of gratitude to the people who built the hall originally.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just
like
incredible that we've got this building to run and that the city entrusts us to run it and doesn't actually charge us rent. I mean, mm-hmm. we have this 10-year lease, but we lease the land in return for letting people in the community use the building.
Sure. Oh.
And so we rent it out to people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that's a source of income for maintaining the building. And we've got a good partnership with the city. One of the requirements of the lease is that we have to do some ADA work on the building. And as a start, the city actually secured a HUD grant for us of about $50,000. And so part of the work for that will start, we think, in another month or so. We're going to be letting bids. We hired an architect to develop plans. And then for the second, that's for an exterior work. And then interior work is required in the bathrooms. And we're going to have to raise money for that. And so far, we've got about $10,000 raised.
Yay.
And we're starting a $100 club.
Yay. Join the $100 club.
And we figured that if 400 people would give us $100, it's tax deductible. That'll be $40,000 plus the 10 we've got. We can do the bathrooms as well. So it's a great partnership with the city providing some money if we can get the community to support it as well. And the building is not only used for square dancing, but it's used for other dancing, contra dancing, queer contra dancing, and it's used for weddings, it's used for receptions, it's used for a variety of
birthday parties.
Birthday parties.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So
there's a local educator who comes in and uses the hall on a regular basis and has classes there.
Yeah.
The other thing that I would like to talk about a little bit is that $50,000 that we're using to do the ADA work inside, the reason we can do it for that amount of money is because what we're going to be doing is club members will be doing a lot of the work. So along the line of the original membership building, we're kind of going to be doing that same sort of thing. We're bringing it in and doing doing our own work.
Hmm. Right. The HUD grant requires that we have contractors. I mean, the government money comes with stipulations to make sure that the money gets spent and distributed throughout the community, which is, you know, a good thing. But if we raise the money ourselves, then we can do work ourselves. So the second half is going to be much more volunteer labor.
Right.
And so it's, you know, that's why it's, I think it's a good mix, a good combination of efforts and money.
And the reason we do all of this is because we love square dancing.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about all the nitty gritty stuff, but the fun of being out there on the floor and circling up with everybody and swinging your partner and do-si-do-ing all around is just like... You should come out and check us out. We are all the way always open for people to drop in, come and watch us, come and dance with us, and just see how much fun it is.
Oh, absolutely! And Steve Minkin, who is our caller, will often call. How do you call
something
this?
Easy?
Line dances in between, and so if you happen to be a line dancer, you could even swing by and do some line dancing in between. We don't do that a whole lot. A lot more at the beginning of a series of classes, but definitely swing by, take a look. You'll watch us cracking up and
and making a few mistakes.
Yeah, making
a lot
few
of
mistakes. Not always, and
not just depends.
And there's nothing like. You know, there is nothing like being in a square that's smooth all the way through and where you're working hard to do to make all the moves just right. It's really a lot
of fun. The synchronicity of eight people all doing the same thing at once, and you're not swimming in water, you're dancing.
Yeah.
Swimming in water, is that a square dancing term?
No, you know, like they
remember the old movies?
Movies with the women dancing in the water.
Oh, yeah.
It is an amazing feeling, and it's multiplied at the convention where you've got 1,000 people
like
in the room,
that.
And if you can imagine all these squares, there's this one caller, Mike DeSisto, who happens to be a straight caller, but he always gets up there and tells us how much he loves to come to gay conventions because of the energy and the fun and the level of dancing. But he'll get 1,000 people in all these different squares, and he'll call them in such a way that the squares start to intermingle, so you exchange people. people, yeah. and you go from one side of the auditorium to the next. And it's just, you know, all these people all doing this, and they've never seen each other, and somehow they come together and do this incredible choreography that's just, it's so,
all over
really
the world,
so
square
fun.
Dancing is called in English. So you can go anywhere around the world, any country in the world where there's square dancing, and the agreed upon language for calling is in English. So it might sound funny, but it's gonna be called in a language that, you know, we understand around here, and everyone does. So you can put people from all over the place together, and they can all square dance. So it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, we've actually had visitors from Germany come and visit our club, and we're, you know. Of course, they spoke English pretty well, I have to say.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they could dance our square dances. And that's because of Collar Lab, which, it's funny. I was looking at some history. Actually, my husband was before this show to have something to talk about. And I would have thought that Collar Lab had been around for years. But it turns out they only started in 1970 or so.
Wow.
I didn't know that. That's when they started collecting and standardizing the calls so that, I mean, they had a problem because they couldn't really hold regional dances because the caller over here was teaching something than the caller over there. And so around 1970, they got together and said, we've got to fix this. And so they came up with a standard curriculum. And now there's this standardized curriculum that's worldwide, as Catherine and Annette were talking about. And so you can go any place, and they all the calls are the same. So It's a great way to travel, actually. As it turns out, all of our travel has become square
dancing. There's a bunch of us going up to Seattle in March to square dance at a fly-in. It's called a fly-in. The straight clubs usually call them a hoedown, and we usually call them, the gay clubs are fly-ins. And what's kind of different between gay square dancing and straight square dancing is the level of energy, and the little side things that go on. There's little flourishes that go along with the calls that are I don't really know how to explain them on the radio. It's like something you have to see and do, but they're like retorts and callbacks that you make to the calls, and they're just a lot of fun.
Audience participation.
Right.
How interesting.
Like, you might make a call like weave the ring, and everyone will yell 5, 6, 7, 8, and they'll do an extra little flourishing move before they do the move that's called for, and it's pretty
or
fun.
Another call is spin the top. Yeah. So the caller goes, spin the top, and you go, spin the top, he's no top.
And sometimes it goes a little further than that.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to keep
it
clean.
Right. So tell me what exactly modern Western square dancing is.
Well, it's taught in levels. It starts out with basic, which has about 51 calls. Mainstream, which adds another 17 for a total of 68, and then plus, which adds another 30, so you get up to about 98 calls.
About 100 calls, yeah.
Yeah, and we teach that in a year. That's a year's class. If you start in January, you'll finish up around November, and hopefully you'll know 100 calls.
98 calls for one song?
No, 98 calls that the caller can pull from.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So like the caller, you know these 98 things. It's like 98 different bells for Pavlov's dog. And you know which move to make.
Yeah,
what to do, right.
You know which move to make for whatever call he says. It's really interesting because sometimes, like, you could say to me, do you know how to do split the top, you know, spin the top or something? I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know how to do spin the top. But I'll be standing there in the square and they'll go, spin the top. I'm like, bam, it's just automatic. And you just become very automatic. Your body knows what to do when you do it.
Yeah, that's what really learning the dance. Square dancing is not like ballroom dancing. You don't have to be elegant, and there's not really...
Thank goodness.
Well, but you do have to memorize the calls. And then there's muscle memory. So as Catherine was saying, you just have to do it over and over. So when he calls something, you know how to do it. And that, you know, you want to do that because you don't want to break down your square.
And along with those 100 calls, that's just the straightforward sense of the call. But then, especially in gay square dancing, you might be the lead or you might be the follow. So there are slightly different variations from that. Or you might start from a different position in the square. You might be lined up differently. So those are kind of, there's more. They're expanded on beyond 100. And the more fluid you are with the calls, it's...
Our caller estimates that that's really more like 120 calls when you add in some of the variations. But and that gets you through advanced, and if I'm sorry, through plus. And if that's not enough, there's advanced, which adds another 86 calls, and that we go through that in about a year. And then there's challenge, challenge 1, 2, 3, 3A, 3B, and 4.
Right, and what you really need to be to do that sort of dancing is an engineer.
It comes in handy.
Right, it does.
So what are the differences between gay and straight square dancing?
I think, actually, Catherine touched on one of the big ones, and that is that we change roles. I mean, I had a funny experience where I went to a straight square dance recently, and what happens when the caller asks you to square up is you'll stand, if you're gay, you'll stand there if you're by and raise your hand. Well, in a straight square dance, that means you need a couple. So if you're standing there in a straight square dance and you're raising your hand as a single, you're going to get bounced out of the square because a couple's going to come take your place. In gay square dancing, you can be a single, raise your hand, and somebody else is going to come fill in that part. I think that's really one of the big things. And another thing is the level of energy, as Catherine was saying.
And the dress.
The dress. Absolutely the dress.
It's casual. It doesn't matter how you dress. You can dress traditional square dance. You can dress in your jeans. You can dress up. You can dress in your kilt. You can dress however you want.
Yeah, it's very casual. And I think some of the straight clubs had a little bit of a problem with that initially. In fact, that's why the IAGSDC was formed, the International Association of Gay Square Dance Clubs, because back in the 80s when they were formed, they didn't want gay couples at their dances. So they formed their own organization, and as time went along, there started to be some intermixing, and suddenly straight people going, oh, you know, this is actually kind of fun.
In fact,
At the IAGSDC convention in Chicago last year, there were many straight couples. And so it's actually great. And we have straight couples. I mean, I want to make it clear that
our club is gay straight friendly. That's what we're about. Some of the couples who have been in the club the longest, as long as I've been in the club, are the straight couples that I went through class with before the Redwood Rainbow started. And those are some of our strongest couples who come and help an angel and come dance all the time. So we still
have a board member who's got to be close to 80, if not 80 plus, who's a Mormon, who tells us that he voted for Proposition 8. But, you know, we work alongside him, and it's a lot better to dance with him than it is to fight him. So
Right.
And there are other friendly clubs in the area, straight clubs that are friendly and invite us to their hoedowns. We go to their hoedowns. We share space in their newsletters. Very friendly callers all over, gay and straight. And so we dance around. We dance in Santa Rosa. We'll go to Mount Diablo. They have a club out there. We go down to San Francisco. We dance in Marin. And I don't know if anyone's gone up to Sacramento.
Yeah, I think you guys have.
So we've gotten to the place now where we have enough dancers at plus level and beyond who are feeling good and secure about their dancing and having fun traveling around and seeing what it's like in the rest of the world of square dancing. And we go to gay and straight dances and have done very well. Have a great time, actually.
Hey, how many other gay clubs are there in Northern California?
There's a total of about 18 gay clubs in California. In the Bay Area, there's actually 7 of those 18. We have the Foggy City Dancers, the El Camino Reelers down in Palo Alto, the Yorktown Eights in Oakland, Midnight Squares, Western Star Dancers, Redwood Rainbows, of course.
Yay!
And the Diablo Dancers over in Mount Diablo. Or Pleasanton, I guess. I don't think there's a city called Mount Diablo. And then up in Sacramento, there's the Capital City Squares and the Primates. And those are the folks who put on the Stumptown Stomp, which is coming up in Guerneville in May.
How long have they been doing that?
Gosh, you know, I don't know.
They've been doing that for a long time.
Yeah.
They bring in a bunch of square dancers.
Yeah, we've actually been talking with the Capital City Squares about possibly sharing the responsibility for Stumptown Stomp the year after this and letting them use Wishman Hall. And that's something else. We actually, as a board, decided a year or so ago that we would offer the hall for free to any square dance group who wants to use it one time a year for a hoedown. And we've had several take us up on that. So that's another outreach to straight groups as well as, as gay groups.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have made that offer to the Capital City Squares, and so we'll see if they take us up on it.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, it would be really nice.
Good. We're going to take a little musical break. Okay. We'll be back with the Redwood Rainbows and chat a bit further. Northern California singer Kitty Rose asked an important musical question. Where the heck is Hopland?
It's only 2 hours north from the city by the bay. If you blink, you might miss it, but it's where I stay. I take my coffee black at the Bluebird Cafe. Gas at Hopland Farms and it burgers my way. Some people think it's just a dot on the map, but I gotta get to Hopland, goes working like that. If you blink, you might miss it, but it's where I stay. I take my coffee black at the Bluebird Cafe. Gas at Hopland Farms and it burgers my way. Some people think it's just a dog.
Hi, this is Melissa Etheridge, and you are listening to Outbeat Radio on KRCB-FM Santa Rosa.
That was Kitty Rose with Where the Heck is Hopland from her 2007 release, Kitty Rose Live at the Ryman. The concert was recorded in 1972 for a live radio broadcast. Now here's a not-so-musical question. How can folks make certain great local programming like Outbeat Radio remains on the air here at KRCB?
Well, I have the answer to that, Gary. This is, of course, your member-supported and community-powered radio station, and we are dependent upon you folks. This is your radio station, and your contributions make programs like Outbeat and newsworthy kinds of interviews like we're enjoying tonight with the Redwood Rainbows We make this information and these opportunities available to you. This is, of course, www.krcb.org. You are more than welcome to go to our website to make your pledge. Give us a call at 707-584-2020. We have six different levels of pledge for this time around. Of course, the $40 basic is what gives you the unlimited hours of programming here on KRCB. And that also includes, as our gift to you, a $5 gift card to the Flying Goat Coffee Company and some gourmet brownies from the Killer Brownie Company. I can certainly attest that they are killer. And what a better thing to enjoy with a nice, good cup of coffee from Flying Goat. For your $5 a month or $60 a year pledge, you can have your choice of one CD from any number of categories, including world, Americana, jazz, classical, some NPR selections. That's $60 a year, and of course that basic package. For $84 a year or $7 a month, your very own KRCB T-shirt. And this is something that certainly people are going to look at and admire and envy you for having one. So, of course, that is yours for that $7 a month, just $84 a year pledge. For $120 a year or $10 a month, you get a flash drive of our programming from This American Life. It's a fantastic, fantastic compilation of programming, or you get a two CD package of that same program. For $200 all at once, $16 a month. Think about how many brownies and coffee cups you can buy with that. You get a nonprofit support program, which is produced by PSA. Of course, that basic package, and exclusively this evening for the Outbeat audience, Greg, who is our author renowned and who has written the book entitled American Heroes, Coming Out from Behind the Badge. He will give you a hardcover edition signed and probably a handshake to go with it. This is a wonderful, wonderful new book about the brave folks who have come out while serving as police officers, firefighters, emergency medical service professionals. If you are one of these people or you know one of these people, this is the book for you to read, because they're not only brave folks, but they are full of a lot of courage to just be able to be who they are in the midst of all of the standards of their profession and the kinds of pressures that are on them, both to serve our public and just individually for them to be who they are. For $30 a month or $365, $1 a day, you can also have a flash drive of This American Life, your own KRCB T-shirt, and of course a choice of that of a CD, your favorite, from one of those categories. All of this again includes that gift card from Flying Goat Coffee, the gourmet brownies to die for from Killer Brownie Company, and unlimited hours of KRCB programming, again at 707-584-2020. And it is 91.1 on your FM dial and 90.9 FM, Comcast Cable Channel 961, and always streaming and podcasting at krcb.org.
Thanks, Michaela. I'm Gary Carnevale, your host for this edition of Outbeat Collage, Out in the Arts. If you're just joining us, we're here with Redwood Rainbow's Catherine Jurek, Annette Pearson, and Fred Lair. When I had the pleasure of watching you all in action a few weeks ago, I found myself quite impressed with your talented caller, Steve Minkin. Tell us all about Steve and what role the caller plays in Western square dancing. Wow. Catherine.
Well, the caller is... Steve Minkin is our teacher. He teaches our classes, so he maintains the curriculum and makes sure everybody, you know, learns their steps as we go along. And the caller also calls our workshops. We have classes and we have workshops. And in our workshops, we have we'll do a square where he'll do calling, but it's not with singing. He plays music in the background, but he's mostly like teaching or practicing. Mm. And then he'll do a singing call where it's more like a dance. And that will be what we do on in the weeknights. And so the caller's job is to keep everybody going, watch the floor and make sure that squares aren't breaking down, adjust. He's a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Adjust what he's doing to catch people up or split up squares to mix them around so there's not a weak square and a strong square, but everybody can work together and to be entertaining and to maintain an even teaching style, because dancing can be frustrating for people, especially when they're starting out.
Sure.
And you don't want to scare people off, and you want to coax them into being the best dancers they can and to encourage them, and that's what our caller does. And then there are other callers who for a special dance, a hoedown or a fly-in, that we hire to come in to our club or that are hired by other clubs, and then you'll have a big dance. It's like a big party, and you go and you pay extra, and you dress fancy or you don't, and you have special snacks and foods and dance around. And so callers also do that. They're for hire. And Steve Minkin does some of that, and he does calling for us. He's his own. We hire him. He's mm-hmm. hired by us. And he also calls in schools.
Hmm.
He calls in some of the local schools in the Bay, in northern area here, and he's called at the school where I teach at. And then I think Fred knows more about maybe a little bit of Steve's history.
Well, Steve actually started calling with the Redwood Rainbows. I'm sorry, with the Saucy Squares. I mean, they are the same club, but not back then when Steve was starting. We are actually incredibly fortunate to have Steve as our caller because he's a professional caller. He's there every week like clockwork. As Catherine said, he's good-humored. He can teach well. And it's kind of like we're so lucky that we got this building and a caller to go
sure.
with it, like Steve. And Steve did start, apparently, I don't know the entire story, and Steve is a real stickler on details, so if I screw this up, he'll kill me. But
he's working right now, so he won't hear this.
I'm going to screw it up anyway.
They're dancing right now?
Yeah. Yes, they are.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, Steve has a club that meets on Sundays. In fact, we came from there tonight to hear. And his club is called The Spinners for anybody who wants to dance, and it's advanced and challenge-level dancing. And that's at Wishman Hall on Sundays at 6:30?
They class start 7 right now.
Okay. So a little plug for Steve. Mm-hmm. And like I say, we're very fortunate that we have Steve as a professional caller, because a lot of clubs, when they start up, don't have a professional caller. So what that means is that somebody has to try to learn how to call. And that's not an easy thing.
I
mean,
I can't imagine.
It's just, it's one thing if you've got a script and it's all pre-done, but the good callers are sight callers. And so they can just look at the floor and see where people are and know. When you start out a square, that's your home position.
Mm.
And as you dance, you go around the square and you go through the square and you go side to side and whatever. And so the caller has to resolve that and get you back to home position every now and then. And so a good sight caller can do that. And you can imagine starting a club. Somebody was trying to start a club in Boise, Idaho, and asking, how do I do this? I mean, this was on one of the mailing lists. And so people are sending in suggestions. But the big problem, of course, is the caller. You don't have someone who knows how to do this. So we're very lucky to have Steve. He did start calling with Saucy Squares. I believe Dave Wishman was calling. And somebody asked Steve if he would try it, so he did. So Dave and Steve shared for a while, and then I think Steve eventually took over and just decided to make that his profession. Mm-hmm. And Dave was a carpenter, actually, so and calling on the side.
Okay.
So,
Can I share a little bit of what I know about this story?
Please.
So what I know about this story is that Steve and his wife started dancing at Wishman Hall with Dave Wishman, and Steve, within about 3 weeks, decided he had to be a caller. He's a chess player.
He got the calling.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he had the calling, yes. He is a chess player, and so the fascination of how the squares moved around in relation to chess is what this is what I've heard this story from Zoom. So that's kind of what got him going with
That's great.
He takes chess pieces and pieces and sets them up and practices moves sometimes. I've heard that too.
And he also selects the music. So he's the DJ too. Teacher, DJ, call.
The other thing, any music can be set to square dance. You can have square dance calls set to any music. So if we go to different places and we'll be like, wow, there's a song, and they'll pull out something more modern or to dance to. One of the things that we have a bit of a challenge with is teaching the flourishes that go with the gay square dancing. So we have to go to other dances. It was a real eye-opener for us to go to our first gay square dance, and people were going, you guys got a straight teacher, huh? and then we picked up all these flourishes and things, and now so Steve teaches the square, the calls and things, and then we sneak in the flourishes.
And there's actually a gay Callers Association?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Absolutely. It was formed, I believe, around the same time the IAGSDC was formed for the same reason. I mean, when gay square dancing started, there was not a mix between gay and straight, and so we had to sort of do for ourselves.
It takes a special caller, too, or it takes someone who has trained their eye to call for a gay club, because in a straight club, it's a man and a woman.
Right.
And one has a dress on.
Right.
And in a gay club,
it can be any combo. And so they don't have that visual cue of man and woman skirt, long sleeve shirts, yada yada.
So it just adds to the complexity. More memory cells are used.
And our straight partners have learned both sides too, so you can't even rely on the straight partner to figure out who's the guy and who's the girl, because they're switching all the time. So we have a lot of fun with our club.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
We really do.
It's a kick.
And we've got an example of some big gay calling right now.
Oh yeah.
Walk around your corner. Seesaw your own, well, join hands, circle left in time. The boys star right, go one time around now. Left out a man, weave the ring. Somewhere over the rainbow, swing your girl in a promenade. Birds fly over the rainbow, why then, oh, why can't I? Why the heads you promenade, let's go, it's half around that, bringing Nolan Square through. Swing through the outside too, boys you running now, tag the line to the right, boy trade the girls, run around just one, all eight circulate, now boys you running promenade. And those dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Why the heads you promenade, let's go, it's half around that, bringing Nolan Square through, I sing. Swing through the outside too, boys you running now, tag the line, face right, boys trade, girls run around just one, all eight circulate, now boys run around that girl in the promenade, let's go. And those dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Walk around your corner, seesaw your own way, they're gonna join hands, circle left in time. Boys star by the right, hey, go one time around now, left out a man, weave the ring. Somewhere.
So that was Jerry Haig calling Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Great. And where did you find that? You found it online?
You can go online and you can go to dosido.com and download square dance calls or buy square dance CDs. That's another thing that clubs sometimes do when they're starting up is they can use CDs. It's harder.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you sort of need them. They need to teach one another.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to have live people.
So how can folks join the club?
Come on down.
Yeah.
Come on down. In June, we start a new class.
Tuesday
nights at 6:30, and you're welcome to come. For the month of June, we leave the classes open. So if you can't get there the first night, don't worry about it. Come on
down.
Second or third or fourth.
And all the information is available on your
redwoodrainbows.org.
That's right.
And you'll find out that we are at 465 Morris Street in Sebastopol, across from the community center.
At our beautiful hall with wood floors that gets lots of loving attention from us and needs lots more loving attention from
it's
us.
It's a great space.
It's a wonderful space.
And you have lots of different sort of parties and different events for... Do you have any special events coming up?
Well, we're going to be in the Apple Blossom Parade.
Mm. Woohoo!
Yeah. We've got a team of people working on that. They're very excited because they're making the winning float. And we'll be dancing on a flatbed. Yeah.
When's that? When's the Apple Blossom?
April 16th,
it's soon. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's coming right up.
And are you going to perform at Pride again, do you think?
Probably.
Yeah,
we try to get out as many things as we can do.
Yeah. You did a great job that year.
We tried to figure out how to do a flash square. We haven't quite pulled that one off yet.
Right. Was Steve with you when you performed at Pride at Wells Fargo?
Yes.
Yes.
That year I was on the committee.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was great.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was good.
That
was
really
fun. Get the audience going.
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually had people join in there.
We did. Yeah.
Some square.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah. That was really good. He's good at pulling people in. He's very good at that.
He does these mixers. So, they're not exactly square dances.
We want to say hey out to Chance because he called in. So thanks
Hey, Chance.
Yeah, hey.
Chance is listening.
Chance is listening. Come in June and dance with us.
So tell us about your event again, your fundraising. And
oh, yeah.
So we are. We're in the process of bringing our building up to code for ADA, and we are soon beginning work on the exterior of the building. We do need to raise more money for the interior of the building, so we are starting our $100 club, and we would be delighted to make you a part of that. You, again, can contact us through redwoodrainbows.org.
Or you can make out a check to Saucy Squares and mail it to 465 Morris Street in Sebastopol, 95472. That is tax deductible.
It is indeed.
And folks can drop in at any time?
Yeah.
Yeah. We have our classes, we run classes on Monday and Tuesday. So our schedule is the class is always from 6:30 until 8. And there's a class in progress right now that I think just reached mainstream on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. And the Monday class just started. And then that'll swap in June. And in June, a new class will start on Tuesday. So the classes always run from 6:30 to 8, and then from 8 until 9:30, if there are dancers out there who know how to dance plus. On Monday night, we have something called Easy Plus, and that's for people who are new graduates and want to practice their skills and still aren't quite certain. And then on Tuesday, we have Tough Plus, and Steve gets into some advanced calls then and walks you through them, and that's actually a lot of fun for people who like to be challenged a little bit. So again, the workshops are from 8 until 9:30, and everything happens on Monday and Tuesday. And then Steve has his advanced workshop and challenge workshops on Sunday. So that's all at Wishman Hall. Lots of square dancing.
Great. Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, certainly. It was really fun. Good luck.
We hope to see you out on the dance floor. Bring your friends.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we need boys.
Everybody.
We need boys. There are
lots of women.
We're talking about
some kind of like bonus if you bring a guy.
A boy bonus?
Boy bonus or something.
Yeah, it's ironic. In the city and around the Bay Area, the clubs are mostly male. Here they tend to go the other way, and so we would like to balance it out and be a little more even.
Great.
So we need boys.
It's way fun.
Thanks again, folks.
Thank you.
All right, Michaela's going to give one more final pitch before we wrap it up for tonight.
I just want to give a special thank you to Jeffrey London, who just called in to add to his regular pledge for KRCB. And you, like Jeffrey, can continue to enjoy the wonderful programming that our radio show and our community has to offer you. Remember that this is member-supported by people like you. We are public radio. We depend upon your listening ears and your contributions to keep us alive and to keep you receiving some of the best program here in the North Bay. We have six different levels for pledging. The $40 basic level, of course, is one of our bread and butter pieces.
It will give you a $5 gift card from Flying Goat Coffee and also some gourmet brownies to die for from the Killer Brownie Company. For $60 a year or $5 a month, you have your choice of some fantastic music from any number of collections that we have in the area of world music, Americana roots, jazz, some classical selections, NPR. For $7 a month, you can receive your very own KRCB t-shirt, both men's and women's styles. Plus, of course, that basic package of the $5 gift card from Flying Goat and the Killer Brownies. For $120 a year or $10 a month, think about that, just $10 a month, a flash drive with programming from This American Life or a 2-CD package of the same. It's a great, great collection of programs. $200 all at once or $16 a month, you can receive a nonprofit support program produced by PSA and, of course, our special Outbeat audience collection this evening of a wonderful, wonderful book by our very own Greg. He will give you a signed hardcover edition, and we'll be telling you about that shortly. For $30 a month or $365 a year, also a flash drive of This American Life, your KRCB t-shirt, and your choice of a CD from our collection. This is KRCB.org. Please call us at 707-584-2020.
Thanks, Michaela. Next week on Outbeat Radio, Greg will be here with his co-host, Jeff Basham, with Outbeat Now. Greg, tell us a bit about what you have planned.
Sure. Well, you know, this year marks 30 years since HIV and AIDS was identified and became an epidemic. So we're going to be focusing on a little bit of the history and talking more importantly about testing, treatment, and prevention. And we're going to have live with us Sister Maya, who is a sex educator. We're going to have Elizabeth Woodruff from Face to Face and Joseph Hunter Rose from the Our Family Coalition in San Francisco. So be sure to tune in and get the latest and most current information about HIV and AIDS.
I'll return next month, Sunday, March 20th, for another edition of Outbeat Collage Out in the Arts. I'll chat with Greg again about his wonderful book, American Heroes Coming Out from Behind the Badge. And we'll speak with some of the brave folks who came out while serving as police officers, firefighters, and emergency medical service professionals. Thank you for joining us tonight and for your continued support of KRCB Public Radio. We leave you with Martin Singer from his scrapbook release, and this is Dancing Shoes.
KRCB is proud to participate in the 170 million Americans for Public Broadcasting campaign. This is an unprecedented collaboration of public radio and television station listeners and viewers throughout the country, all in favor of strong public media in the United States. More than 170 million Americans engage with public media every month. Ensure the quality news and cultural programming you love continues to receive critical federal support by getting connected at 170millionamericans.org. And thank you for your support.
Cajun is a dilly when we're swinging willy-nilly. Swing takes a lot of brass. Come on and put on your dancing shoes. Come on and put on your dancing shoes. We're gonna jump it up and down. Gonna shake it all around when we put on our dancing shoes. Come on and put on your dancing shoes.
You're listening to member-supported KRCB FM Santa Rosa. We are community-powered radio at 91.1 and 90.9 FM. It's just before 9 p.m. Stay with us. New Dimensions is next.